All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Got some new tracks for you this set, and I think I saw those farmers kicking around somewhere down by the barn, too, so don't go anywhere. Going to start the set right now. Mark Stepakoff from his new CD, The Story Behind the Story. Here's Cold Blood on Out of the Woods.
She said she saw my ad in the telephone book. Her sink, it was leaking. Could I take a look? She gave me her address and I wrote it down. Then I drove my truck over to the rich part of town. I walked up the drive from the quiet cul-de-sac. I heard a voice call me to come round the back. She stood in the shadows and beckoned me in. That's when I saw the bruises just under her chin. And cold blood ran through my veins, cold as the storms on the Alberta Plain. Many a time caused the rivers to flood. Yes, I felt the rushing of cold, cold blood. Guess she needed someone in whom to confide. So she opened the door and she showed me inside. We sat in the kitchen, she poured us some tea. I could smell her perfume as she sat down next to me. Her husband, she said, owned the Second Street Bank. And his temper was bad and was worse when he drank, which she said pretty much every day was the case. Then he'd come home at night and put a fist to her face. And cold blood ran through my veins, cold. Spring crop to be nipped in the bud. Yes, my heart was pumping out cold, cold blood. It was 7 long years since I'd been in the hole. Yeah, but technically, I was still on parole. So I wasn't supposed to be packing a gun. But you can be sure I knew how to get one. The very next morning, as you might have read, I stormed into the bank and put the gun to his head. He pleaded and begged me to spare him his life, saying, "Don't hurt me, mister, I've got a young wife." And cold blood ran through my veins, cold as the pistol I held to his brains. And I watched as he fell with a sickening thud. Yes, I shot that bastard in cold, cold blood. The newspapers called it a botched robbery, a crazy ex-con on a murderous spree, with no explanation for his evil ways. And a young widow left now to mourn all her days. My sentence was long, but my trial it was short. She sat the whole time in the back of the court. No show of emotion, no words did she say, but her eyes looked at mine as they took me away. Body's been drained of its cold, cold blood. Meanwhile, far away in the rich part of town, she pours a martini and lets her head down. It goes down so easy at Tanqueray gin. As easy as drawing a bruise on her chin. The truth is her husband was kind and sincere. He loved her to pieces, he bored her to tears. She longed for his money and bided her time. I guess that her blood's even colder than mine. Through her veins, on her mantle's a vase with her husband's remains. While she's sleeping tonight with some handsome young stud, her flesh may be warm, but she's got cold, cold blood.
Thank you. always alone, always thinking, love's quicksand, I'm sinking, it hardens and turns to stone. Always wrong, got no right, black to white, I've gotta find out where I belong. What am I supposed to do when I'm down on my luck? And I see lovers passing by, shining in the dark, laughter in the park, none of it for me. Nothing more and no less, heads turned far from distress, life is now a bolted door. Take your time, find your way, pay no heed to what they say, punity when there's no crime. What am I supposed to do when I'm down on my luck? See lovers passing by, shining in the dark, laughter in the park, none of it for me.
Singing his cattle call. dum de dum de dum de dum dum de dum de dum de dum dum. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Well, how you doing there, doggies? I have not milked you guys in a couple of days, and boy, are these utter... What? What's that?
There, there. Pinecone Pete.
Is that Andy?
No. No, no, no. It's Ludafisk Larry. I had the wrong voice there. Hey there.
Hey, Ludafisk Larry. How's it going?
Oh, it's going very good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been a little lax on getting the trail mix shows out, so the cow udders, look at them.
Boy, they look like they're about to burst.
I know. If I don't... You want to grab a stool and help me?
I would love to do that. Let me tell you some very exciting news happening over me with me and Lefsa Lucy.
How is your lovely wife there, Larry?
She's doing good, but we have quite a visitor at our home right now.
And what kind of visitor is that, Larry?
A visitor? You're not going to believe it.
Well, I could try.
From another planet.
Another planet? Well, you do meet the most unusual people, don't you, Larry? And you are one to give me tall tales, so I'll just go along with you. I won't disagree or debate you on this.
You don't believe me?
Well, no, I don't, because you like to give yarns.
My wife works with yarn.
No, that's an expression meaning you like to give tall tales that are unverifiable and hard to believe.
Guess what?
What?
I ask the alien from the other planet that came in his UFO to come and visit you tonight so I can prove to you that I have an E.T. in my home.
So this creature is going to come over here and visit us on Trail Mix tonight.
Yeah. And he likes lutefisk.
He must be from another planet.
Oh, we've been making him vats so that he eats so much. That must be him now.
Oh boy, better stay tuned. More to come from Trail Mix. Yes, indeed. Ludafisk Larry there visiting a Pinecone Pete over in the barn, and it sounds like something is afoot. Yes, indeed, folks. Peter Gullerud out there in Pine Mountain Club puts those together on his show Trail Mix, and he's been contributing to us for a while, but he's back doing all new Trail Mix shows out there on Pinecone Radio out in Pine Mountain Club. So if you want to check those out, go over to radioforall.net. It's radio, numeral four, all.net. And search for Trail Mix. There's a lot of great stuff over there. It's on the airwaves out there in California. Pete. Yes, indeed. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to have some more of that in a little while. Douglas Hinton, just before that, Just My Luck from his CD, Mind Medicine. Dennis Young, brand new stuff. And Make It Clear from his CD, Shadow, which I guess is a remake of his earlier Shadow CD. This is the acoustic version. Mark Stepakoff started off the set back there. Cold Blood from his CD, The Story Behind the Story. And that's where we left you last. Well, I think we got to do a quick break here. I got to find it for you here. Not even ready to go at all, but we will be right back after this.